Hurry, you have papers to sign. You should tell me when.
Don't you cry for me, dear. I'm tired of the pain. Mercy.
Is she gone?
Something's wrong here.
Кто там?
Василий Песков.
Василий Песков. Я имею срочное сообщение от товарища Арцина из Красноярска.
Пожалуйста, помните, я больше этим не занимаюсь. Все позади.
Товарищ Арцин предвидел этот ответ.
Что он хочет от меня?
Он хочет, чтобы вы знали, что холодная война не закончилась.
Maybe you were dead.
How long have I been lying here?
Hours. I don't know. The first time is bad. Very bad.
They've done this to you?
Yes. It becomes easier each time. Until it kills you.
What did they do to me?
You have been exposed to the black cancer.
What cancer?
The cancer that lives in the rock.
Who are you?
I was a geologist. Quite well known in my field, actually. But now, I am just a test subject.
You helped them find the rock?
I was there when they brought up the first fragments. This was before the mining. Before we knew what lived in Tunguska Rock.
How many men have died here?
Hundreds. Maybe more. The search for a cure goes slowly.
Is that what they say the tests are for, to find a cure?
No. No. They tell us nothing. We are left to guess or imagine the reasons for our torture. But what else could it be?
What happened to the man who was in the cell with me, Krychek?
He is most likely dining with the men responsible for our torture. I heard laughter when they left your cell.
I'm not gonna die.
No? Why not?
I have to live long enough to kill that man, Krajicek. Where'd you get this?
I made it. To kill myself. It took me nearly 2 weeks. By then, I had lost the desire.
You'd rather suffer the torture?
It is wonderful. The persistence of life. That rock we found buried so deep in the earth that anything could survive down there against all reason. No. They will have to kill me themselves.
We haven't been able to give him anything but fluids for over 48 hours.
Well, it doesn't help that he's in a restricted environment.
Well, if he has been infected by some kind of organism, we can't risk contamination. Are you seeing anything?
The blood in the carotid artery looks slightly thickened, possibly due to the decreased heart rate and blood pressure. Now, what's this? What the hell is this?
What is it?
I don't know. It looks like it's concentrated around his pineal body. I think it's alive.
It looks like a nest. Some kind of black vermiform organism attached to the pineal gland.
Apple?
No, thank you very much, though.
Pardon me.
Who are you?
As a boy, my father had a farm. But not horses like these. My name is Vasily Peskov.
Mr. Peskov. I'm sorry, but you don't belong in here.
I am sorry, very sorry.
You are going to have to leave here. I'm going to call you a cab.
But I have come here to see you, Dr. Kansei.
Do I know you?
No. I don't know how you could.
Agent Scully.
Sir,
I've been trying to contact you for hours. Better part of a day.
I'm sorry, sir. My cell phone was turned off.
You owe me some answers, Agent Scully. Answers I don't have to the questions I'm being asked about this missing diplomatic pouch. The pouch presumably being carried by the man who was allegedly pushed off my balcony and whose connection to the known felon I harbored in my house against all good sense. I'm going to have to explain to avoid perjuring myself before a Senate subcommittee tomorrow. Which I might remind you is a very serious crime in itself, is it not, Agent Scully?
Yes, sir, sir. If I might explain, the contents of that pouch, it contained some kind of a biohazardous organism that is luckily being contained in a contamination laboratory at NASA Goddard, which is where I've been all day trying to determine its exact nature.
That pouch you intercepted, do you know what its intended destination was?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, I do, Agent Scully, because I bent some rules this morning when I couldn't find you to find out who's to receive it.
Who was it?
Dr. Bonita Carnsayer. Are you familiar with that name?
Yes, sir, I am. She's a well-known physician, a virologist who's looked in on presidents. She's also an authority on variola viruses.
Variola?
Smallpox. She's been a vocal proponent of eliminating the last remaining stores of the smallpox virus, destroying the only remaining vials and facilities here in Atlanta and in the former Soviet Union.
Well, she was killed tonight.
Killed?
A horse stepped on her throat in a riding accident in Virginia.
Обходи!
Where are we going?
Здравствуйте, Степан! Живее! Живее! Живее!
Не волнуйся. Все будет нормально.
You'll have but one chance.
Заткнись, сука! Вперед смотреть!
Nasty habit. It's bad for the health.
Health is the least of my concerns at the moment.
Yes. According to reports, your personal physician suffered a serious riding accident here on your property.
Dr. Khan, sir, was murdered.
By whom?
If I knew, do you think I'd be standing here talking to you?
So, you need me now. A man of my capabilities. Is that it?
This was a professional hit.
Really? had you out here all alone, so vulnerable.
Were you sleeping with her?
Surely you wouldn't be so foolish as to put the project at risk for the sake of your personal pleasures.
Find her killer.
Call off this congressional investigation.
I can't. But Senator Sorensen is an honorable man. They're all honorable. These honorable men.
I heard Mulder was captured in Tunguska. I hear now he's escaped. Wake the Russian bear and it may find we've stolen its honey.
Почему ты убегаешь от нас?
Я убежал из лагеря.
Сдается мне, ты врешь, приятель.
No. I'm sorry. Нет, я американец. Без основательного обвинения. Ты шпионажи.
Теперь твои враги – это мои враги. Мы сможем защитить тебя.
Видишь, что там?
Scully, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
I would like to read from a prepared statement.
You may do so.
I left behind a career in medicine to become an FBI agent 4 years ago because I believed in this country, because I wanted to uphold its laws, to punish the guilty, and to protect the innocent. I still believe in this country. But I believe there are powerful men in this government who do not. Men who have no respect for the law and who flout it with impunity.
Ms. Scully.
I have come to the conclusion...
Agent Scully.
...that it is no longer possible...
This is not a soapbox, Ms. Scully. Your statement will be entered into the record.
With all due respect, Mr. Chairman, I would like to finish.
This is not why we are here today.
Then why are we here, sir?
Agent Scully, do you or do you not know the whereabouts of Agent Mulder? Are you or are you not aware of Agent Mulder's present location?
I respectfully refuse to answer that question, sir, because...
Agent Scully, you cannot refuse to answer that question.
Because I believe answering that question could endanger Agent Mulder's life.
You don't seem to understand. Your response is not optional. You're an agent of the FBI.
Well, then, if I may please finish my statement, that it is no longer possible for me to carry out my duties as an FBI agent.
Are you tendering your resignation, Agent Scully? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, sir. What I am saying is that there is a culture of lawlessness that has prevented me from doing my job.
that the real target of this committee's investigation should be the men who are beyond prosecution and punishment, the men whose secret policies are behind the crimes that you are investigating.
You have a legal obligation to answer the questions posed to you. Now, either you tell us what you know about Agent Mulder's whereabouts, or you'll be held in contempt of Congress.
Сукин сын угробил мой грузовик и почти угробил себя.
Зачем же человека на пол бросать? Видишь, за что он не держит?
Мы не можем его оставить здесь. Это очень опасно.
Нечего было вообще его сюда приводить, если не хотел, чтобы я с ним цацкалась.
Не можем его оставить здесь, ты же знаешь.
Как вас зовут? Как вас зовут?
No Russian.
American?
Tell your husband I'm sorry about his truck.
The test?
Yeah.
They kill everybody for the test.
Why don't they kill you?
My husband makes deliveries. They spare our lives. But now no truck. He's afraid.
Well, they have to go now.
No.
They'll come looking for me. They'll come looking for you.
No. There are other ways.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Grisha! No arm. No test.
You don't understand. These tests, this smallpox scar on your arm, is some kind of identification. You have to help me escape. I'll help you escape. You have to help me get to St. Petersburg.
It is not just Agent Mulder that I am protecting, sir.
Then what are you doing?
We were called before this committee to answer questions about a murder. About an intercepted diplomatic pouch. A pouch that was to be delivered to a prominent doctor. A woman who is now dead, as is the man who is delivering the said pouch. The contents of which have infected an exobiologist with a paralyzing toxin. Yet, what are we stuck on here? The whereabouts of Agent Mulder.
You mean it's the wrong question?
Several of the men on this committee are lawyers. It is my experience that lawyers ask the wrong question only when they don't want the right answer.
Unless Agent Mulder has already found the answers that they're looking for.
Or someone wants to make sure that he doesn't find them.
He's a congressman we're talking about, Agent Scully.
I know that, sir. And it is my natural inclination to believe that they are acting in the best interest of the truth. But I am not inclined to follow my own judgment in this case.
So you're going to follow Agent Mulder's? Is that it?
His name is Vasily Peskov. He was a KGB line-X stringer working out of Moscow Center.
But how could this be? How could the Russians know we're working on our own inoculation? Six of us knew.
Dr. Carnes there?
She was trusted. Absolutely.
Then I don't know.
Find this man. Find him.
My intelligence sources are right. I think there's someone who might save us the trouble.
Mr. Chairman, may I?
Carry on.
Miss Scully, you've had a good long time to think about the question that was asked in our last session, and I want to give you the opportunity to answer that question here today so I can help our good chairman here to get on with this proceeding.
I can't answer that question, sir.
I'm going to ask you again, where is Special Agent Mulder and why is he not here?
I'd be happy to answer your questions about the man carrying the diplomatic pouch.
Agent Scully.
About his murder and my opinion about its connection to the death of Dr. Benita Carnes-Sayre of the World Health Organization.
Miss Scully, you get your chance
or
with
about
all
the biotoxin
that.
Being transported within
answer
that
the
pouch.
Question, Miss Scully.
What is the question?
Let's come to order. Agent Scully, do continue.
Yes, sir. If I may, I would like to finish making my point.
What is your point, Miss Scully?
That the death of Dr. Carnes-Sayre, given her field of expertise, strongly suggests that she knew something about the toxin, about its origins. And that knowledge may be directly linked to the murder of the man in Assistant Director Skinner's apartment building.
Miss Scully?
Yes, sir. Assistant Director Skinner has just informed me that there has been an accident directly related.
An accident?
A doctor infected with the toxin has died under suspicious circumstances involving a theft of evidence of the contents of the diplomatic pouch.
Well, we've gotten off to a real fine start here. I'm going to recess now until this new matter can be explained, so we might then begin moving in a forward direction.
I could put my arms around him. Both of them.
When did you get back here?
It's been a long, strange
time. Some of the time. I think there's been enough strangeness here to sort through.
Mulder, I've made several connections about this toxin, about what it might be.
So have I.
Sir, I need your permission to book 2 airfares to Boca Raton, Florida. It shouldn't take more than 12, 15 hours. But in the event that it does, I need you to stall the committee tomorrow. For the purpose of...
If you explain it to me, Agent Scully, I'm going to have to explain it to them. I suggest you do everything in your power to make it back for tomorrow's session. Or I can't help you.
Dr. Benita Corncera is a board member and chief physician for a chain of elder care convalescent hospitals around the country. Guess what one of her patients died of in Boca Raton? Mulder and Scully, we need your permission to come onto the premises and speak with you or any of your patients.
What about?
Can we come in, ma'am?
Yes. When was the last time these patients were checked?
An hour ago, at bed check.
This man's dead.
What?
Scully, these people are test subjects. I think they've been poisoned.
Who gave these patients their meds tonight?
I did.
Okay, I need you to call 911. Tell them you've got an emergency quarantine of a biohazardous material. I need you to show us all of the entrances of the hospital. We've got to seal this building immediately. Understand what it is you hope to learn here.
Everything that's happened, every death we've seen can be traced back to one man.
But according to you, that man is in Russia. Or possibly even dead.
And he isn't working alone. Mary Edward Mayhew, can we talk with you? Have a little off-the-record chat?
About?
Alex Krycek.
Who?
The man who set you up, you and the members of your militia.
Name wasn't Krycek. It was Artzin, or something like that.
You came into contact with him in North Dakota, salvaging material from a missile silo.
I've never been in no missile silo. I don't know nothing about that.
This man Krycek, or Artzin, as you call him, how did he come into contact with you? Off the record.
He came to us. With some building materials and some big ideas.
What was he looking to build?
2 devices.
Did he ever mention black cancer?
Oh, yeah.
What did he say?
Developed by the Soviets. Saddam used it in the Gulf.
You mean used as biowarfare?
That's why they made those servicemen take all them pills. U.S. government knew about the black cancer. They lied. Didn't have no cure, no inoculation. I think we'll quit right there. I got nothing more to say.
Let's go, Mulder.
You said there were 2 devices. What happened to the other bomb?
I ate it.
Mulder!
You want to know about anarchy? You don't tell me where that other bomb is, and I'll make sure you spend your prison time on your bigoted hands and knees putting a big smile on some convict's face.
Son of a bitch stole a truck and all. Some storage garage.
Where?
Terma, North Dakota.
Thank you. Scully, get on the phone and get the license numbers for any 2-ton truck stolen in North Dakota in the last 6 months. Then call Canadian border authorities and have them stop any vehicle fitting that description. Tell them they're looking for a bomb.
What are you doing, Walter?
This has been a big setup from the beginning, almost perfectly executed. Someone used Krycek, then Krycek used us. Someone who didn't want that rock in American hands.
Well, what's in Canada?
Well, where would you put this rock if you didn't want it to be found?
Back in the ground.
Fertilizer for my hothouse tomatoes. Beautiful tomatoes all year, eh? Thanks.
To get started here. Miss Scully.
Yes, I'm ready here, sir.
You have evidence to present. This is what I've been told.
Yes, sir. Evidence linking a number of deaths, a great number, to a biotoxin that was transported to U.S. soil by a courier who was also killed.
This was the man who was pushed from the assistant director's apartment?
Yes, he has not been ID'd.
Do we have the name of the individual who pushed him?
Yes, sir. Alex Krychek, who is missing and possibly deceased.
And are you then in possession of the pouch or its contents?
No, sir.
What evidence are you then presenting us with today?
Documents and interviews in support of a wide-ranging conspiracy to control a lethal biotoxin that is, in fact, extraterrestrial.
Are we talking about little green men here?
No, sir, not at all.
Why is this so hard to believe? When the accepted discovery of life off this planet is on the front page of every newspaper around the world, when even the most conservative scientists and science journals are calling for the exploration of Mars and Jupiter, with every reason to believe that life and the persistence of it is thriving outside our own terrestrial sphere. If you cannot get past this, then I suggest that this whole committee be held in contempt for ignoring evidence that cannot be refuted.
This is not why we are here today.
Then why are we here today?
I will suggest that we recess here until the evidence can be properly evaluated.
Ну что, вам опять нужна моя помощь? Пожалуйста, помните, я больше этим не занимаюсь. Все позади, камрад Крайчек.
Я просто хочу поздравить вас, товарищ, с отлично выполненной работой.
Хорошо.